Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone back. This is the 10th shiur of a total of 11 shiurim. Tomorrow, next week, will be the last shiur on Mesilat Yesharim. Today we'll be covering the midah, the trait of Yirat HaChet, the fear of sin. So now, the Ramchal begins the discussion of the trait of fear of sin. Now, this is not fear of punishment, but a far higher level of character refinement. This trait is one that requires standing on all the other traits. In some ways you might say that this is sort of the trait that all other traits aspire to. Hine rotenu hamida hazot nimnet ahakol hamidot tovot asher zachanu ad hena. So we find that this trait is listed after all the other traits. Dai lanu lahirenu al inyana shroi shiye vadai inyan nechbar v'ikari meod v'kashe lahasig oto. From this alone, we're able to understand that this needs to be a particularly high and particularly important and a particularly difficult to attain trait. Shekfar lo yuchal lagi alav elami shekfar hasig kol amidot shekadam zichra. So, being that it's only possible after a person has already obtained mastery of all the previous traits up till now. Now, there are two forms of Yira. Yira can be translated as fear, but it's more accurately translated as awe, particularly in connection with this particular trait. So we have to first introduce ki mina hayira hem shnaim shehem shlosha. The aspects of yira, of this idea of fear, they are two, that are three. Ahad kala me'od lasiga, one is very easy to attain. Ein dvar kol kamo, in fact there's nothing easier than that to attain. Vashniya, and the second, kasher min hakol, this is more difficult than everything. Ushlemuta kamo ken shlemut gadol me'od, and therefore to be able to completely acquire that trait, that is a tremendous feat. Yesh yirat ha'onesh. Now, the first level that we were talking about, this is fear of punishment. V'zeo amin echad, this is the first mean. V'yesh yirat ha'romamut, and then there is fear of the heavens, fear of that which is above and beyond. In fact, here, fear is a very, very poor translation. More accurately, the idea of awe is far more in line with what we're talking about. So we're talking about having awe of God in the heavens. V'zeo amin hasheni. This is the second of the levels of yira. Sheyirat hachet chelek sheni mimenu. And yirat hachet, which is the midah we're talking about now, is a second part. Meaning that Yirat HaRomut itself is divided into two, and it is the second part of this form of Yira, this form of awe. Now the Ramchal is going to explain their details and the differences between them. Now, fear of punishment is natural. People don't want to bear pain. Yirat HaOnish Kipshuto. It's simple. It's, you are, don't want to get punished. Shadam yiram me'avor et pi Hashem elokav mibnei onashim asher la'averot. Very simple. A person doesn't want to bear getting punished having violated God's words. Im laguf v'im lanefesh. Be them physical punishments or be them on the spiritual plane. V'hine zot kalaf adai. So this is very easy to attain. Ki kol adam ohev et atzmo v'yira l'nafsho. Because everybody loves himself and everybody is afraid for his soul. V'en devar shi'achik oto ma'asot devar echad yoter min ha'yira shelo tuveo bo ezera. And there's nothing that is going to distance a person more from doing something than the fear that something bad is going to happen to him as a result of that. So the reality is this form of fear is not appropriate except for those that are unlearned. This is not the form of awe that the Chacham and those people that are using their minds and studying and learning, this is not where they should be centering their attention in terms of fear of heaven. Now this second form, this is where all that attention should be, and it should be focused on the awe of heaven. That a man should distance himself from sins. The key being that because of the honorable nature of God, His awesomeness, that because of that, he doesn't want to come to sin. He doesn't want to sin against something so unbelievable. Because how is it possible that all of a sudden that this flesh and blood, this human being of lowly status, should turn around and do something against? Because understand, fulfilling the will of God for us, this is a natural, this is something that we must be doing. More importantly, that to go against that, to go against the word of the king. If you stood in the court of the king and he was there and he told you, I want you now to jump up and down and I want you to start doing jumping jacks, you're not going to do it. Immediately you're going to do it. The fool would do it because he's afraid he's going to have his head lopped off as a result of not doing it. The Chacham, the smart man, realizes that even for the moment, the king, something so unbelievably high, something so beyond him and who he is, has asked him to do something. He's honored him with doing something. How could he possibly not fulfill his will? He was given such a lofty honor, such a tremendous thing that the mitzvot were given to us, that the opportunity was placed in our hands to be able to fulfill God's will. See, if God had not told us what to do, we wouldn't be able to do anything in His service. For how can we relate to the infinite? And such an opportunity now stands in our hands to relate to the infinite, to be able to fulfill something that has been ordained for us, or to be careful not to violate His will. How in the world could we, simple man, possibly consider even going against him? This is awe, realization of how awesome all that is Hashem is, that we can't even conceive of his servants, all the more so of he himself. It's difficult to fathom awe on that level, and the very many levels of awe that exist. It's not so simple to be able to acquire any form of understanding into the depths of true awe. Because the only way that a person can acquire this is by its being born into him through his own knowledge and his own understanding. It's something that each individual must develop on his own and must come to. Litbonen aromuto yiparach, to go ahead and to contemplate the grandeur of the Holy One. Va'al pichituto shel adam enan, the very lowliness of man. Kol el dvarim mitoldot ha'sechel ha'mevinu umaskil. All of these are things which come about and develop through our making use of our mental faculties, and therefore are an individual level. V'hi hayira asher sonua lechelek sheni me'echad mechelki achasidut asher zachanu. Now this is something which was mentioned before. This idea of awe, this is part of the second part from one of the parts that was mentioned regarding the chassid. And what is that? Ba yavosh adam, that man will be embarrassed ויחרד בעומדו לפני קונו ויפלל לעבוד כל עבודה. He will be trembling in fear, standing before his maker to pray or to serve him. He hayira hamishubachat shnitbachu ba'chasadei olam. This is the awe that is praised, given to those that are the chasadei olam, that are the righteous of the world, the pious of the world. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us when he said, "Liyirat Hashem anichbad v'anora hazeh et Hashem Elokecha." You shall have awe of that honorable name, that awesome name, Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God. So the idea of Yirat Chet, it is a part of awe in general that we are speaking about now, but it's also something into itself. Like I said, it's a Yirat Chet has something specific to itself, but it is part of this idea of awe. And what is that? It is the concern that even the smallest amount of sin cannot exist in the world, since His honor is here and present. V'hainu ki hine inyana hu she'adam yare v'doeg tamid al masav. We have that a man will constantly be in fear and concern always about his deeds. Pen nitarev bam eze shemetz chet, that lest there be some form of sin in the smallest form mixed into his deeds. O pen yesham ezedavar katon, or even the smallest matter, o gadol, o great, she'en o lefi godel kvodo yibarach v'ramamut shemo, that isn't appropriate for the honor of the Blessed Be He. Understand, you're standing in the palace. Is it proper that this should be here with you? It's not just a fear that you should sin, that you should go against the greatness of God, but that your sin in itself, its state of being, its existence in the world where God exists, is something that you cannot bear. We'll hit on this a couple more times, but this is the key difference. It's not an active matter where a person stands in awe, but the fact that the awe of God is so great, how could it be that He could allow something to exist in the same sphere of existence as God's presence in this world, that He has internalized and feels? And you can see the great relationship that exists between this idea of awe and the awe of the heavens that we had mentioned. The bottom line is, in all of these cases, is not to do anything against the great honorability of God. The difference is that awe in general is a matter that presents itself in relation to action. Fear of sin, yirat chet, that we are talking about, is it's a state of being. Omlo hevdo shebeneihim, shebaavuro tehashev kemin acher, uveshem acher tikra. Who? So what makes the difference? Ki yirat haromut, hu bishat hamaase. It is something which takes place at the time of deed. O bishat avoda, or at the time of service, o beperek haavira, or when one stands on the brink of sin. I know that means to say, o bishashu omed umipalel o oved, whether he's when he's standing and praying or he's serving, as yevosh, then what happens? So this idea of awe of the heavens that we were talking about in the first aspect, that at that time that he's standing there now to pray, as yevosh, then he will become embarrassed. Meaning, at the time he prepares to serve, then he will begin to have this fear of heaven on this high plane that we talked in. V'yikalem yirash v'yirad mivnei rum kavodo yivarach. That's when he will be overcome with this terror of the heavens. Or at the moment when he is presented now with sin, that at that moment he won't be able to sin because of the realization that he's going against his Creator. But yiratachet, he bechol et. That's at all times, or bechol sha. It's at every moment. It's a state of being. It is a state of being in fear that, God forbid, there should be a matter, or even half a matter, that should be against God. And that's why it's called fear of sin. Because the main matter of this, hayira minachet, is fear from sin. Shelo yikanes v'yiterev v'masav, that the sin shouldn't be mixed into anything he does. Mahamat pishia, whether it be because of the fact that he went ahead and did it wantonly. V'yitrashlut, oh mahamat elim, or because of the fact that he was not going to be as on top of the matter as he should have been through his laziness. Oh, because of the fact that he didn't know any better. And he's petrified of this happening. It doesn't matter to him how it will be. He cannot bear the idea that sin should be associated with him. For he feels and bears the full understanding, meaning at his level, whatever that might be, but in complete and totalness of who he is bearing the idea that God is there, and how could sin exist in the same place. That means to say that even if the mikshal, even if the very thing that's going to bring about his falling, if it's standing on the brink of sin, is not there. It has to be that his heart is already filled with dread even before he comes to the stumbling block. Ben tamun hu l'raglav v'hu lo nishmar, because he's concerned that maybe it's just going to happen and he won't realize. His concern in all these cases, it's a state of being. It's being this way. You'll notice that these two levels so far that we've discussed before, Anava and Yirat Chet, are different than the others, as they are states of being. They are modifications of who the person is be'etzem in himself. The level of tzaddik, the level of chassid, being righteous, as we said, which is something which is viable for everyone. Being a chassid, which is going beyond the letter of the law, exists and is there for those that challenge and go to it. But this is all part of the avoda. Here, in the level of kedusha, in the top of the three steps that we are talking about, in kedusha, you are holy. This is the idea. This is what you transformed yourself in through all the other services. And here, you are ingraining in yourself the very essence of what it means to be cleaving to God. Given that, this is the fundamental fear, awe of heaven. That man should always be in a state of awe and shaking always before God. That this awe never leaves him. Because when you are in this state of being, sin will not come upon you. And if it should come, ka'ones yechashev, it will be considered as if it was forced upon him. Meaning that he has made all the preparations. He has surrounded himself with the walls. He in his very being has no connection to sin. If he falls, that it's a realization that at that moment when he falls, that fall is like a person tripping and then hitting a light switch on Shabbat. It doesn't imply that there isn't any sin here. It says that if a person should by mistake happen to go ahead and find himself in a position where something happened, a violation, not by his own will. Maybe he's going down the stairs, there's a toy, he didn't see, he trips, he hits the light on the way down in the Shabbat. So he went ahead and he turned it on or turned it off on Shabbat, the light. He doesn't say there's nothing to this. The person, of course, who is in the state of being of Yeretzet, recognizes that he wants nothing of anything wrong to exist before God. Yet nevertheless, it was an onus. It wasn't on purpose. He tripped. But what must the person say to himself in that situation? A person can't just let it go, oh, no big deal. No. A person needs to turn and needs to look at what he can do to prevent the situation in the future. True, there's no punishment from heaven. It's not considered as if he had violated a sin. Nevertheless, for him, for the one that is concerned, this is a big matter. It's something which he needs to take heavy at heart in order to be able to create and change his situation so that it shouldn't happen again. And that's the key here. For this person, sin isn't even on the plate. For God fills his being. But sin nevertheless can exist. And when presented with sin, it's important that one right away figure out how he can create safeguards to prevent such an onus from happening again. Continuing on, כבר מצאנו שהמלאכים הגדולים והרמים חרדים ורועשים תמיד בבני גאוות השם. We see that the angels of their great and high stature, they tremble before God. עד שאמרו זל במשל חוכמתם, נהר דינור מהיכן יוצא, from where goes out the river Dinor. This is a river that travels through Gan Eden. Mezeatan shel hayot. It's from the sweat that comes off of the chayot. From the sweat of these loftiest angels. Vuvnei ha'em asher aleihem tamid v'romuto yibarach. And it comes from the awe, from the fear that they possess always before the highness of God. Ben yadru davar katon min hakavod v'hakedusha haroi lefanav. For lest for a moment there should be any hindering of honor that is deserving to God and the holiness which is proper to have before him. Uvechol shah shenigle tashchina al eze makom shiyeh yeh ra'ad v'ra'ash v'roges. And every moment that there's a revelation of the presence of God in any place, there is trembling. Zoti ayira amitit shroi laish achechasid shdiyal panav tamid v'lo tasum memenu. This is the true awe that is proper for the pious man that he should always have and he should never leave. Achelki ayira hazot shnayim. Parts of this form of awe are two. Hachad hu behove o atid, vashani ba'avar. So the first aspect of this awe is in the present and future, and the second is in the past. The present and the future are always a concern, and they're the first division. Behove hu shi adam yare v'doeg al mashu oseh. So he is always concerned on that which he's going to do, that which he's actually in the act of doing. or that which he's in the future going to be doing, pen yeh bo davar, o pen yeh kanes bo, eze davar shelo lifi kvodo yibarach, that he's concerned that lest, God forbid, there should be any mixed within of anything which is unbecoming of the honor of God, which was mentioned above. And when we talk about the idea of unbecoming, we are talking about not just, is this a sin, is this not a sin? We're talking about, is it within the honor of God that this should be anywhere in this world which is his? Person who has reached this level clearly is not thinking about how to get by. He's beyond the chassid who's already thinking about what he can do beyond the letter of the law. He's in the state of mind of is existence in that he is relating to, is that honorable to God? Does it give honor to God? The second division is constantly to be concerned with the past, that nothing done ever included an aspect of sin, no matter how small. He thinks about what he did. And he's concerned that maybe some sin came out in connection with something he did without his knowledge. Now understand, we're not talking about being neurotic here either. We're talking about dealing with the issue. A person is doeg, a person is concerned about his past. He thinks it over, he moves it through with a fine-tooth comb. If he sees it's okay, he puts it down. The key here is that since this is a state of being, when he, meaning when that person reaches a new madrega, when he reaches a new level, meaning he's learned more Torah, he has further advanced his being and character, that he reviews once again his past in light of who he is now and what he knows now to ensure that it didn't exist then that there was anything wrong. As a person passes from level to level, he travels over once again every time that he moves from one level to the next over everything that was there before. And in a sense, has to sort of redo all his tshuva once again, but based on where he stands now. So here we have the aspects of the pious. That even those mitzvot which they have done, they are concerned about. That God forbid maybe something was mixed into them. This is the true awe, she'amru aleha, that it says upon this, Ein lo lekadosh baruch hu ba'olamo el otzer she'yirat shamayim bevad. That God has in this world only one thing, and that is a treasure, a treasury of awe of heaven. She'rak le'moshe yakal la'asiga mitnei rov dveku tubo yibarach shemo. Only by Moshe was this an easy acquisition because of his incredible attachment to God that he had. For everyone else, their physicalness is something which bears heavy on the ability to obtain this level of awe. As our physicalness and our sins create a cloud on the vision and the glory of God. Which is why every time we do tshuva, every time we move from one level to the next, as the cloud becomes clearer and the awe overwhelms us greater, that again we reassess ourselves. But once we've made that assessment, we move forward. Therefore, upon every pious person, those who have gone beyond tzaddik and chassid, this is their avoda, to move towards Yirat Chet, to move towards the fear of sin, to move towards the awe of heaven on this Madrega, a constant state of being in awe. in all that which they can possibly attain for the level where they are. And Amar Yiru et Hashem Kedoshav, his holy ones, they fear Hashem. How does one acquire Yirat Chet? How does one acquire this awe? It is the contemplation of two true matters. That he contemplates on the fact that the presence of God exists in all places in the world. That God watches over everything, katon vegadol, small and large, any star meneged enav. There is nothing hidden from God's eyes. There is no place, no time, no existence that does not appear before God and is not judged. No matter how great the matter is, no matter how low it is, a person can't hide from God. God's vision peers the entire world. Every place and every moment. Man only sins when he believes for a moment that he's hidden from the vision of God. Ela hadavar agadol vadavar hakaton haniklev hanichbad hu roev umevin b'li hefresh. Everything is seen by God. Humash amar hakatuv melo chol haaretz kevodo. And this is the understanding of the statement that the world is filled with his honor. And since it is clear to him that in all places that he stands before God, that in its own will bring upon him awe and fear, peni kashel, that lest he should sin, lest he should fall b'masav, lest he should fall in his deed, shelo yeh karoy lefi romamut kevodo, that God forbid that his deed should not be appropriate according to the level of his honor, the loftiness of God's honor. Fumasha amru, know what is above you. Ayin ro'ah ve'ozen shomat. There is an eye that sees, an ear that hears. Ve'kol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavim. And all his deeds are written in, down in a book. Ki kevan shehashkachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu hu'a kol davar. Since God's providence is on all. Vehu ro'ah kol, and he sees everything. Ve'shomea kol, and he hears everything. For sure, everything that is done is written down and noted. This is something which does not sit well in introspection, constant, deep delving and looking. Because this is something which is far from our physical senses. That's only going to be formed within our minds after a lot of thought. This form, this final idea is there in the world with him constantly. Something which can be easily lost, invested in. In the path to acquiring a constant awe, therefore the very opposite of that, not paying attention, not spending time on investing into this idea, investing into this realization of God's existence in the world, and not looking into the details of this matter, that's what prevents a person from coming to this level of awe. Yimahamat, teradot, oberatzon, be it because things bear upon him, or because he desires to move away from them because of the various desires of the world. Kol hezer dat bitulhu liyirat hatmidit, anything which removes one's concentration and one's directed thought towards the existence of God in this world is something which pulls him away from a constant state of awe. Humash tziva kodesh baruchu al hamelech, this is what God commanded upon the king. Vahita imo v'karavo kol yimei chayav, and I will be with him, and he will call upon him all the days of his life. L'man yilmad yirat Hashem elokav, in order that he should come to learn to fear Hashem, his God. Halamata she'ena yira nilmedet elamin hakriya abilti nifseket. That only through constant reading, constant looking into the matter, is it possible then to acquire this. Since this is not something which naturally comes to a person, that because of the physical nature of his senses, this is something very far for him, and it can only be acquired through learning. And since there is no yira, there is no teaching for awe except through a constant learning of Torah and its paths without any interruption, that a man is constantly contemplating and delving into this matter on a constant basis, b'shifto, when he's sitting, b'lechto, when he's going, b'shulchvo, kumo, when he's laying down, when he's getting up, achigba b'dato, amitat ha-davar, until it firmly is affixed in his mind the absolute nature of this matter, dahainu amitat imatse shchinato yibarach b'kol makom, that is, that God is in all places at all times. It's not a question of God's existence, it's a question of the realization that God permeates and surrounds everything, and therefore is constantly all that we are before him in his eyes. And therefore, how could we possibly go against that? That aspect. V'hayotenu omdim lefanav mamash b'chol et v'chol sha'ah, that we stand before him truly at all times. Then he will truly have awe of him. And this is what God would pray and say, Horeni Hashem Drachecha, Alech Bamitecha, Yached Lavi Vira Shemecha. Hashem, teach me your ways, I will go with your truth, unify my heart in the awe of your name. With this, we conclude the aspect of awe, fear of sin, the complete and total state of being, state of being before God, with knowledge of God, that he's there, here, now, and with us. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be acquiring some level of this aspect to be able to live on a constant basis with heaven on our minds and mitzvot on our hands. Bezrat Hashem, si Mashiach tzidkenu b'yemarav yamenu.